Good morning, Facebook Live. This is Robin Kirby-Gatto. I am doing a special broadcast, and I've been seeking the Lord because I am really trembling. I am trembling in my bones, and I've been trying to hold back tears. So, as you join in, be hopeful. As you join in, be expectant. I'm going to share my heart and what the Lord has shown me. And I know that this is going to be difficult for many people to hear. And it grieves me. And it grieves the Lord. And I'm very disturbed by what I've seen. And I'm going to try to talk. God help me. But I'm really disturbed by what I've seen. And I know God is good. And He's faithful. And He warns us. And it is not anything to fear. Let me just preface that. It is not anything to fear. But there is a coming move very soon, and it just grieves me. And God is preparing us. And if you have been going through trials, praise God. I'm telling you, if you have been going through trials, just praise God, because He is preparing you for what is to come. And I'm going to try to get myself together and share what I have, and just understand I'm giving you this dream in fear and in trembling. And before I begin, I'm just going to pray, because I need to pray. God, we just thank You for Your Holy Spirit. We thank You, God, for truth. And God, it is Your desire that no man should be deceived, no woman, no child, no teenager, God. It is Your desire, God, that none should perish, and that everyone should come, that will come to You, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And God, we just thank You, Father, that You love us so much, that You give warning, and You, Father, tell us things that are to come. So God, I just pray grace and strength on each of us, Father. I just pray, God, the Spirit of the Lord, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I pray for knowledge. I pray for wisdom, Father. And I pray for understanding, God, that You bring the light of truth, Father, and that You bring Holy Spirit in each and every one of us to such an infilling of a new anointing, Father, a fresh anointing, that we, Father, will move forward in grace, hallelujah. And we will know You, hallelujah, as never before. And Father, that we will become exceedingly glad, hallelujah, through the trials we've been through, knowing that it has been Your protection, Father. And Father, that You desire that no one would be deceived, but that we would be sober. And we would be vigilant, because the enemy roams like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so, God, I just ask You for strength. I ask You for grace for both me and the hearer of this message. And God, I just ask You for a holy boldness by Your Spirit to speak that which You have given In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Amen. And so I'm going to try, with the grace of God, to speak what God has given me. Understand, He has shown me many dreams throughout decades, two decades specifically, for the church, and each of those dreams have come to pass every time. And so I know the Lord speaks and He unfolds that which is to come to make it plain to His people for those who shall hear. Understand that as I give this message, I am going to mention a minister's name, and I am not slandering him. I am asking you to be open and not judge me, because many will be offended, and I might lose friends, and I know the risk, and that's all right. But I cannot keep what God's given me to myself, and I cannot dress it up in a pretty outfit. I just have to give what I've been given. And so in 2017, I shared on my wall, and I reposted that today because God gives me dreams about what's to come to the church. In 2006, He gave me the dream about the Kundalini Spirit, and I shared that, and that's in my Kundalini notes. And so He showed me where the Kundalini Spirit would infiltrate the church. That came to pass. In 2017, He showed me that politics would overtake the church, and these were in very detailed dreams, very detailed, and again, that dream is on my wall, and that the word would not be tolerated, largely, in the church, because politics would overtake the church. That came to pass in 2020. That came to pass. And so, God has given me another dream, and the dream in 2006 came to pass and manifested before my eyes in about the same amount of time, 3 years. And so I bring this dream to you, and I really feel that it is again 3 years that we're going to see this. And I know to some degree we've been preparing for it, and we're not stupid. We've been awake. And we know that there's going to be a one world religion, but I know from what God has shown me that it is going to be so different than you have ever thought. It is. It's not going to be how you think. It's not going to be how we've seen it laid out in different videos and articles that conspiracy theorists offer, and I understand that they can have a viewpoint, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's going to be a greater deception, and you're not going to see it if you're not in the Lord. And I know it's difficult for people to think. There's no way I could, you know, not see the one world religion, but it is going to be a great deception. And so, in my dream last night, and what's interesting, let me just preface this, we've had new neighbors move in next door over the last 2 months, and they're young men. You know, I have sons about their age, or even sons that are older than them, actually. And, you know, one of them, their bedroom is against our bedroom, and we've been here now going on 6 years. And I've never had an issue with noise in our bedroom except for that one time with the barking dog. And that was brief. But for 2 months, one of them, the one's bedroom that's next to our bedroom, their loud music has been coming into our bedroom every day. And all through the night up to 4 a.m. And so I haven't really dreamed in the last 2 months. And then, of course, yesterday I called the management office, and the management office, thank you Jesus, dealt with them. And so last night was the first night that I did not have music. of whatever it was coming into our bedroom. And so I just knew that it was the Lord's timing. But in the dream, I went into this church. And I'm going to mention what the church was called, the name of the church in the dream. And I'm going to give you the details of those in the dream, as well as how the church looked like. And I have not ever heard this word that I can remember. And I had to look it up this morning, and it just caused me to tremble more. Now, some of this dream, I know you're going to say, well, yes, Robin, of course. But just hold on, because again, I'm going to mention a very famous minister. Do not judge me, please. I'm just the messenger, okay? And I just pray that you take this to the Lord and seek Him yourself and just pursue seeking the Lord and just not take this as gospel just because I give it out. But I give it out at the stake of knowing that I am going to lose a lot of friends. And that's okay. That's okay. I just burn more with the obedience of Christ to speak truth and what I've been given than I do about my reputation. And so, in the church that I walked in the dream last night, it had a gazillion sanctuaries is the only way to describe it. And each of the sanctuaries, let me put this pillow behind me, each of the sanctuaries were different, but all of them had something in common. And the one thing they had in common was that it was just the most luxury I have ever seen in my entire life. Like, every one of the sanctuaries, and again, this was a massive church, and it was filled with, I could not even count the sanctuaries. It was almost like they would not end. And there was just a sanctuary everywhere you turn. Like, instead of Sunday schools, there were sanctuaries. And so, initially when I walked in the first sanctuary, it was probably the largest. At the podium was the Pope, and around him were different denominations in the Christian faith, okay? And the seats were just indescribable almost. They were like pews that were like these luxurious couches, is the only way I could describe it. Just fabric that was so decadent. And then there were alcoves in this one sanctuary, and I'm going to describe another sanctuary in a minute. There were alcoves all around in this sanctuary, and as you would go up the alcoves, there would be this decadent, luxurious furniture, couches, mostly couches, and they would be all kinds of couches that were just top of the line expense, okay? And as I would go up the alcoves, I realized that you really couldn't see anything. You could only hear stuff in some alcoves. Only in the main broad part of the sanctuary could you actually see the Pope. And so the Pope began to speak, and I knew that he was bringing more, and I've already known about the Pope's present state, and I've written notes on the Pope for many, many years, okay, and it's all on my Robin Kirby Gatto WordPress blog, as well as godsfirewall.com website. And so, as the service was going on, God began to take me to other sanctuaries in this church. And so, the next sanctuary in this church, and this is what God showed me, and again, it might be difficult for some of you, but that's all right. And so, this particular sanctuary had a name, and before I give you the name of this sanctuary, I'm going to describe it. And so, back in the late 1990s, I used to watch Trinity Broadcasting Network when Paul and Jan Crouch were on it. God had me stop watching it in the 2000s. But the furniture that was on that particular show, the furniture that was on that scene of luxury, decadent couch, chairs, tables, just like thrones, that's what was in this room. It was filled, and it was one level, and there was nothing but decadent couches, decadent chairs, and tables all around, and people started filling the room. And the name of this sanctuary in this church was called Billy Graham. So this sanctuary, this particular name, it said Billy Graham. And when I walked in the room, I audibly heard Billy Graham Sanctuary. And people began running in the room, and they just began getting in these decadent couches and decadent tables, and they were just all just caught up in conversation. And I remember I was so urgent to get any one of my family members out of this synagogue of synagogues, is the only way I can describe it. It was like a synagogue of synagogues, a sanctuary of sanctuaries. And so I was urgent at looking for people and pulling them out. And I'm not going to get into a bunch of information. It's not for me to do. It's for you to search out. I just know in the end days, not even in the end days, but even in the 60s, how many credible ministers were very bothered at some of the teachings of Billy Graham, especially when he got into ecumenical area of kind of like a unified church. And some of those big ministers are very credible ministers that have ministry schools, and they have written the error that they've seen in ecumenicalism, where it is, ecumenicalism is a world council of churches, a unified church, and it's just getting the church together as one church. And so, all of a sudden, different messages started going out in the different sanctuaries at one time, and people were hypnotized. They were hypnotized, and as I was going through the sanctuaries, as God began to take me to different sanctuaries and to different alcoves, and it was just like sanctuary after sanctuary and this big sanctuary of sanctuaries, the people were just laughing, and they were so into the decadence and the luxury. And this is what really blew me away, and this is what caught me just to the point of trembling, because the name of this big synagogue of synagogue, sanctuary of sanctuary, God kept saying in the dream, was the Epicurean Church. The Epicurean Church. And all through my dream, in every synagogue I would go through, in the Pope's big synagogue, he said it's the Epicurean Church. When I went into the Billy Graham Synagogue Sanctuary, he said this is the Epicurean Church. And every sanctuary I went in, God would keep saying, this is the Epicurean Church, Robin. It's the Epicurean Church. It's the Epicurean Church. And then all of a sudden, all the sanctuaries just came into that one big sanctuary. And many were just caught up in deception. They were just caught up in deception. So when I woke this morning, I looked up Epicurean because I was really just blown away and caught off guard, and I'd never heard this word before, and so I had to know what it meant. And so when I looked up the definition of Epicurean, hold on, let me get to this definition. It is being fond or adapted to luxury or indulgence in sensual pleasures. And that was exactly everything in every sanctuary. It was nothing but decadence and luxury, and all the people were caught up in it. And God began to tell me that many would think that gain is godliness. And that is actually a scripture. Gain is godliness in the last days. And that's in 1 Timothy 6:5, that there will be perverse disputings, men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, and from such withdraw. And that is what God began to tell me in the dream, that this New World Order church, this one religion, was forming within his church at such acceleration. I've already known about this for years, and I've posted about it. I stopped in 2015 because God pulled me back, and he gave me reprieve from what all was going on behind the curtain. And so he told me to rest because it was more than my soul could bear. And I was getting angry at knowing this information. And so he pulled me back. And so little by little, over the last several years, even more, he just began to give me dreams about things that were to come, especially in the church. That when he gave me this dream and I began to walk through all the sanctuaries, God began to tell me many would be deceived. And there were people there that I knew that I would never think would be deceived, and they were being deceived. And I said, God, why are they deceived? Why are they given over to this? And he said, Robin, it is because people have been swept away, not only in gain as godliness, but they have been swept away with conspiracies. And that part of the conspiracy movement, although it looked like it was exposing that part of that movement was actually a back door into this Antichrist movement, this false religion. And then God began to show me that hardly any of the church buildings, especially the bigger ones for sure, that hardly any of them would be able to survive what is about to happen, and that many would be swept in. And so God began to speak to me in the dream, and he had me running to get people out to preach the message of truth. But many did not want to hear the truth. They did not want to even be found. And God began to put a prayer in my heart while watching the dream happen and being disturbed at what was occurring before our eyes. And he began to say, many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. And as that love of many began to grow cold, all of a sudden, all of my efforts in running to rescue people out of this movement, it was as though God just pulled me out from this place, and he just set me aside. And all he said for me to do was just to pray, just pray. That the deception was going to be so large that face-to-face conversations would not work, that many would be under hypnosis, many would be under these seducing spirits. And the reason is, is because even all of those conspiracy theories is about the preservation of self. What I found out was the Epicurean comes from actually the philosopher Epicurus, and I'd never heard of him. And so Epicurus had an hedonistic viewpoint, believing that one should have pleasure in life, one should not go through pain, that one should simply enjoy the pleasures of life and be self-indulgent, especially in food. But this is what the Lord wants me to truly send out a warning. And I know some of you might not be happy about what I've shared, but I know that I've heard from the Lord, and I truly, truly believe that we are in the midst of an acceleration and that there is going to be such a change in churches as we know it that it will never be the same. And I will tell you, as I've spoken with many individual clients, I see Job's trials, and God wants me to bring this up to encourage you, to let you know that you're part of the remnant and you've been going through testing and trying, and it is God's protection. Amen, Margaret. And so God began to have me share, especially in the last 2 weeks with individual clients, the trials of Job. And y'all are going to be so glad you joined in. And so he has me keep bringing up the three large trials of Job. And if you've been going through these trials in any variation, these three trials, then you are being prepared for the end time separation of God from that which is unclean and unholy, and this, what he calls the Epicurean church, the church that is indulgent, the church that's after luxury, the church that thinks gain is godliness. Because I know if you're like me, many of you, you have gone through these trials, okay? And so these are the three trials of Job: wealth, health, and family. Wealth, health, and family. Okay? Most of my individual clients have been going through those three trials. Those were Job's trials. If you have been going through those trials of wealth, health, and family, you need to seriously either get on your knees or stand up and praise God, because he's saving you. He is keeping you from this false revival, from this false movement that is all about being Epicurean, about being self-indulgent. If you have been in the place of not only having these trials for just a little season, but you have had them for a long season, get on your knees or stand on your feet, lift your hands, and praise God, because he has saved you from the things of this present age that would cause you to be indulgent. So, saints of God, that is the message that the Father has. And I know every dream he has given me has come to pass. And he gives it to me when it is shortly to come. And I truly feel the way that we see the church right now is the way that we're going to see a different church in 3 years. It is totally going to look different. And it had to start out with Kundalini infiltrating the church. And then it next shifted into politics overtaking the church, because Kundalini is the counterfeit of Holy Spirit. And politics becomes the word instead of people opening up the scriptures. And now, with Kundalini and politics, there's going to be a move, what is called Epicurean. And it is to be self-indulgent, to preserve self, to protect self, to feed self, to look after self. And saints, if you've been going through Job's trials, no matter how long, you need to thank your God because He has preserved you and kept you from this deception. God bless you. I love you. Be in prayer. Be in prayer for yourselves, your family. And also, I do ask you to pray for me because when I put this out, I know the warfare is on. But thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. Because of Him, I will stand, and so will you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. I love you.